People call me Biggie. Not all people. Mom and some teachers call me Henry, but for the most part, I'm Biggie. Do I like the nickname? No, of course I don't. Nor do I care much for Brian Burke, who 9 years ago thought up the moniker when we were playing tag during second grade recess. I should have just told him to shut up or said something mean in verbal retaliation. But I didn't. I just stood there, head hung, shoulders fallen, hands swaying in the icy wind of early December. It would have been so easy to fight back. He was tiny, wore the same ratty, torn Notre Dame t-shirt every day, and loved, and I mean loved, investigating the inside of his nose with his long fingernails. That day, instead of getting caught up in the cherished elementary school game of I can be meaner than you, my lips locked. I stood there like some sap with my eyes focused on trampled snow, which was filled with small shoe prints from 7-year-olds avoiding the flailing arms of the kid who last heard, "You're it." Even today, I can still remember that day 9 years ago when everyone was laughing and snickering the first time Brian said my nickname out loud. Over time, the memory is more the background laughter of my classmates than Brian's repetitive teasing of, "You're so big and fat, we should call you Biggie." I learned that Friday that you didn't need to be touched to get tagged. Do I deserve my nickname? Sure. I'm not going to lie or sugarcoat the situation. I stand 6'2" and weigh north of 300 pounds. Last year, my mom had to start ordering t-shirts online. I'll keep my size to myself, but let's just say there's enough X's in it to make a porn store owner blush. For at least a little while longer, I can still get my shorts and jeans at John's Big and Tall, which is located an hour from my hometown of Finch, Iowa. Population, a handful. Lately, my jeans, new and old, feel like tourniquets wrapped tightly around my thighs. How did I get this way? Or a better question, why have I let myself grow to over 300 pounds? Simply put, now I'm invisible. Funny, isn't it? The more I weigh, the less people ride me about it. By living up to my nickname, I have accomplished an amazing feat. I'm the only high school student in the world who doesn't get made fun of on a daily basis. It doesn't stop there. I'm also the only teenager in America whose parents leave him alone. Millions of people in the world give up the foods they love or drop billions of strands of sweat to avoid being called fat. I have managed to avoid the taunts, glares, and verbal abuse without giving up anything or wasting most of my life on a treadmill. I pull this off by shutting my mouth, staying in my bedroom at home, and sitting in the back of the room at school. Standing in the shadows of my high school, I have noticed one undeniable fact. High school kids are cruel, mean sons of bitches, and not just toward fat people. Nobody is immune to the constant ripping. I can't take a step without hearing some kid make fun of another kid. Every second, students are laughing at someone else's dumb outfit, clumsy behavior, or poorly chosen words. It's not a battle, but a never-ending verbal war. In this conflict, I choose to be a pacifist. To avoid being hit by spoken bullets, I have decided to never point that gun at anyone else. I keep my mouth shut at all costs. At my desk, I disappear from everyone. The jocks that rip on kids who don't have God-given talent. The do-it-alls who come to class every day, try out for the spring play, run for student council, and so on. And the sleepers, who rest their heads on desks and could care less about school. Sure, I feel the urge to say something now and then, raise my hand to answer some teacher's question, or say hello to one of the few kids I don't despise at this small-town hellhole. But it's not worth the risk. When you're fat, insults hurt and come in droves like ammunition from a machine gun. I hate being made fun of for my weight and will do anything. I mean anything to avoid it